ABC Radio Australia.
Now, leaders in the Federated States of Micronesia say toxic oil leaking from a World War II shipwreck may just be the tip of the iceberg of what is to come over the coming years. The leaking Japanese vessel, the Rio de Janeiro Maru, is one of 64 shipwrecks in shallow waters off the coast of Chuuk Lagoon. And according to Peter Tin, Division Chief of Commerce and Industry in the state of Chuuk, they contain somewhere between 600 and 1,500 tonnes of oil, which could be about to burst to the surface.
Well, to put it in perspective, and thanks to your government of Australia, they help us do a study. They just finished up and they reported back, and the ambassador just submitted the report last April. And that report stated that within 5 to 10 years, there will be oil leakage. So that was last April. It's 5 months. I do not know if you call it escalated, but they did determine within 5 years. So,
yeah, so yes. The timeline you were given was 5 years, but within 5 months we have an oil spill from an old Japanese vessel, which your leader spoke about at the UN General Assembly.
Yes, Rio de Janeiro is the name of the ship. It's a Japanese auxiliary transport. It's east of one of our islands called Uman.
And how was the leak discovered? Was it discovered by, like, local fishermen, or was it local villagers who, you know, saw a discoloration in the water?
Both, because it's very close to the island, so the locals found oil seepage and also a dive ship that does operations over here. What they have informed us is that it looks like the pressure was just too much. Our dive experts over here are also thinking of other things that might have happened, like change in weather and all that. So they were not able to get in there because it's too risky. We don't want them to take a chance.
And this particular vessel, is it relatively shallow?
Yes, it's within 40 feet.
And what impact has this had on the local population? Like, has a food source been contaminated? Has it impacted local fishermen?
Currently, we are telling the locals to stay away from the water. The oil has reached inland, has affected the mangrove and like that. Of course, it's dark, it's black. At the beginning of the oil leakage, it was up to 4 inches. It affected the docks and everything on there, the sea life.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the 4 affected villages don't have deep well. They're using rainwater. So there is no contamination of their local water. But they have been reported cases of dizziness and all like that due to the fumes and the smell of the oil.
That's good news that there's no contamination to the local water sources, but that's not to say that there might not be down the track. So what can be done to fix the issue? I mean, you've obviously raised the matter at the UN General Assembly.
Well, we have sent and requested our partners from US, Japan, even Australia for assistance in whatever we can. We do have damping mats that suck up the oil whenever we put the mats down and like that. And that's what we're currently using to clean up. We're also using detergents, soap and all like that to also help clean up.
Yeah, but I guess that's probably only a temporary solution at the moment, isn't it? Because there would be so much oil, I imagine, in that ship.
Well, I'll give you a perspective of how much oil. The Australian study showed that it's between 600 to 1,500 tons of oil left.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Looking beyond that, you know, this is just one ship. I mean, there's a number of ships that currently lie on the bottom of the seafloor in those shallow waters around Chuuk Lagoon. Looking ahead, do you hold fears that these other ships might also start to deteriorate at a rapid rate?
That is very obvious. This is just the beginning. We have officially 63 shipwrecks in the lagoon. So this will be the first one that is leaking out. And if this Australian study showed, they did a study on 20 of the shipwrecks. And their estimate is from 3.5 to 6 million gallons of oil still in our waters. So that would be a very big devastation if one or two or all of them start leaking out at the same time.
It's an unfathomable amount, really.
And that is Peter Tin, Division Chief of Commerce and Industry in the state of Chuuk, and he was speaking with Carl Evans.